Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
With the Prime Minister John Key, his Deputy and Finance Minister Bill English, and his Leader of the House Jerry Brownlee absent from the chamber, it was a busy question time for Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of State-Owned Enterprise, Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Finance,
with Mr Joyce also facing questions in his own right from Greens co-leader Materia Turei.
My question is to the Minister for Economic Development and asks, does he stand by his statement that he was, quote, not at all concerned, end quote, about signing a deal with Sky City for a convention centre before the Auditor-General's inquiry into the deal is complete?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, yes, I stand by my quote that I was not at all concerned about negotiations continuing.
Mr Joyce then delved back into the past.
There was a deal that was struck under the supervision of the Labor government back in 2001, where an organisation called Sky City was given the opportunity to build a convention centre in return for increased poker machines at the time, and in fact was opened by then Minister Mark Burton and also supported by the then Prime Minister Helen Clark, who said in Auckland, proudly, in Auckland Sky City has pumped $140 million into its new convention centre and Auckland City has rebranded and updated its convention facilities. New Zealand is pleased to see continuing investment in the quality of our tourism infrastructure.
Point ordered.
That drew an immediate response from Labor's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Point of order, Mr Speaker. I think the Minister should be warned about his answer in that negotiation was done.
No, order, by order, order. The member will resume his seat immediately. The member will resume his seat.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, said Mr Mallard was abusing the point of order process.
I will not tolerate the point of order process being abused like that. When I get to my feet, members will resume their seats.
So Trevor Mallard turned his point of order into a question.
Was the Minister aware that the negotiation around that was done by the Chair of the Casino Authority, the well-known Tory Judith Collins?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, I appreciate Mr Mallard's quite tribal.
Mr Joyce then stood in for Tony Ryle to launch the second reading of the bill allowing partial sale of state-owned assets.
Mr Speaker, this bill and this debate is about three things. It's about controlling our nation's debt. It's about strengthening New Zealand's capital markets, and it's about providing funding for new high-priority infrastructure projects.
Opposition to the bill's second reading was led by Labor's SOE spokesman, Clayton Cosgrove.
We are going to propose a number of amendments. Outside this place, mum and dad Kiwis all over the country are signing a petition to trigger a referendum.
Labor's Clayton Cosgrove in the second reading debate on the government's mixed ownership model bill. Now from the chamber to the committee rooms where Rhys Lyon reports on TVNZ's second attempt to dodge an obligation to screen party leaders' opening and closing election campaign addresses for free.
Echoing a similar submission to Parliament in the late 90s, Television New Zealand Secretary Brent McAnulty put his case to the Justice and Electoral Committee.
The first part of our submission obviously focused on the obligations to broadcast free of charge during prime time for us, the opening and closing addresses of the parties contesting the election. An election just gone, obviously, of which you were all part of, there was 11 parties that qualified.
It was the third day of submissions to the inquiry into last year's election, and Mr McAnulty said the obligations on TVNZ were outdated.
This obligation to provide free broadcasting in prime time was obviously established in 1989, when there were just two channels, one and two. And since then, obviously, times have changed in how political parties communicate with people, and also the competitive environment, and TVNZ itself changed. We had a licensing fee then, now we obviously operate in a commercial way.
Mr McAnulty said the requirement meant revenue losses for TVNZ.
Basically, the obligation has becoming a direct revenue impact on TVNZ, and I just want to quickly just get through that. Our business is about eyeballs and selling those eyeballs to advertisers. That's basically how it works. On average, 20% of people turned away. They didn't come back. And, of course, we sell advertising on the basis of ratings, and if we don't hit those ratings, then we have to do make goods for those people that we've sold content to.
Mr McAnulty suggested a solution.
We would most logically say we would like to have the whole obligation removed, or that all other broadcasters have to have the same level playing field and broadcast at the same time. I guess more pragmatically, we're saying if we could remove the prime time piece of it, the 7 to 9, that we could find other times that are more practical to view it.
Television New Zealand Secretary Brent McAnulty giving evidence to the Justice and Electoral Committee's inquiry into last year's election.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.